Well, next up today, First Ladies. Many wives of U.S. presidents become advocates for certain causes. Laura Bush focused on global literacy. Nancy Reagan helped launch an anti-drug campaign. When she became First Lady, Michelle Obama promoted healthy eating and exercise. But now she seems to be shifting her focus and putting part of her attention on education issues. This week, the First Lady at a high school in Washington, D.C., her message was about continuing education after high school. She talked to the students about some of the challenges she faced growing up, and she said that the future is shaped more by their attitudes than by their circumstances.
Maybe you've had problems at home, and you've had to step up, take on extra responsibilities for your family. Maybe you come from a tough neighborhood, and you've been surrounded by things like violence and drugs. Maybe one of your parents has lost a job, and you've had to struggle just to make it here today. One of the most important things you all must understand about yourselves is that those experiences are not weaknesses. They're not something to be ashamed of. Experiences like those can make you stronger and more determined. They can teach you all kinds of skills that you could never learn in a classroom. The skills that will lead you to success anywhere in life.